Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Spur of the Moment podcast. This is your host, Shane Dagey, and your co-host.
I'm excited to be here with y'all on a Sunday.
And that's Drew Dagey, since he didn't say his name, but I'll pick it up for him. It's been a rough night for Spurs Nation tonight. As we went into Sacramento, we were five-point favorites going into the game. They had six players out with COVID stuff, and we ended up picking up the L tonight. By the final of 121-114, your thoughts about the game, Drewster?
We were soft in the paint. That's what I could say. We were very soft in the paint.
All right. Well, Drew called it like he sees it, and I'll kind of chime in on a few other things. But the other thing for the Kings was that Buddy Hield went off in the fourth quarter.
He went nuts.
Yes, for sure. He had 18 points. He was, a three-point shooting? He was 7 of 9 three-point shooting. It was everything he threw up was going in, and that was just a tough hill to climb for the Spurs, who Coach Popovich said started off slow.
Every time we thought we could get back in this game, Buddy Hield would just hit a three.
Yeah, and that's kind of the story of the night. He picked up the Kings, who were missing a few players, and Tyrese Haliburton also chimed in with 27 points, 11 assists, which that was a nice night for him as well. So between Haliburton and Hill, that was a total of 10 of 14 from the three-point line. That's tough to overcome on any night.
They beat us in the three-pointers and the fast break points. Those are the two things they really got us there tonight.
Yeah, so we're going to touch on a few things about tonight's game, and then we're going to introduce tomorrow night's game, and then also a new segment called This Day in Spurs History, and we'll kind of hit up that a little bit later. But back to tonight, I want to talk about Lonnie Walker, who put together another good game. That was his second in a row. He ended up scoring 19 points. He was 3 of 4 from the three-point lane, and I thought that was pretty solid. We talked about him, just wanting him to be consistent because we really like the guy. He's a Spurs guy, positive guy, and another good night for Lonnie with 19.
Also, Keldon Johnson coming in big with another double-double, 16 points and 11 boards, 2 for 5 from the three-point line. Pretty solid night for him.
Yeah, so Kelvin had a monster dunk after there was a moment in the third quarter where the game was really tight. It was, I believe, 69-67 or 67-all at the time. But Derek White had a hustle play, a great block, and then turned it over to the other side. And what did Kelvin do with it?
Just whammed it on him. Just literally just threw it down.
Threw it down. And at that point, you kind of thought the Spurs might start pulling away, but they just couldn't get any momentum going. And so that was one of the highlight plays, and obviously the Kings shorthanded, but this is the NBA. You're dealing with the best players in the world, and even though you got six down, you have other guys that are worthwhile NBA competitors, and an old friend from the Spurs, Chimezie Metu, also there. The Kings did what they had to do, and that's just further proof in the NBA you can't take a night off or a night for granted. And this is the first game of a back-to-back.
I also want to give a shout-out to this Kings player, Damian Jones, 23 points and 8 boards in just 19 minutes, shooting 9 for 15 from the field.
Yeah, that's a pretty hot night off the bench. Good find there, Drew. So hats off to the Kings tonight. They got us. That's just one of the growing pains of the rebuild, that sometimes you're riding high after a Utah win, and then the next one, you get slapped in the face by a 13-18 Sacramento Kings team. So one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight is we have a segment. It's called Our Top Two, Bottom Two. And we don't discuss these before the podcast. And so we just come up with who are our top two players for tonight and who are our bottom two players for tonight. And then we compare what I got and compare what Drew got. So, Drew, let's start with who are your top two players tonight, and we'll see if they match up or differ from mine.
So my top two players, number one was DeJounte Murray, 25 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds, and chipped in a steal there. Was really, really good. My second one was Lonnie Walker, 19 points, and he was shooting 50% from the field tonight.
Nice. All right, so DeJounte was the same for me on my top two. The second one differed for me. I had Bryn Forbes down. Bryn Forbes came off the bench tonight. He shot 4 of 8 from the three-point line, ended up scoring 18 points, and really did a good job. I'm willing to overlook the 3 turnovers for him because he was 7 of 12 from the field goal. That was his percentage. Good night off the bench for Bryn Forbes. All right, Drew, let's go to your bottom two.
My bottom two? Number one was Joakim Poeltl. Really just didn't give me not enough. He didn't give me near enough. Only 4 points, making 2 baskets out of his 10 shots. And when you're a center like that, you gotta do better than that.
Okay. Who's your other one?
My other one would be Derek White. 5 points.
Yeah.
And he did give us that great highlight block, but other than that, 5 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists in 25 minutes.
Yep, so Derek White, he actually had the same bottom two as me. 2 of 10 shooting for Jakob, 2 of 8 shooting for Derek White. We had just talked last episode about how Derek White seemed to be really hitting a run and turning a corner and being our guy. And tonight that was not the case for him or Jakob. And I hope that's it doesn't get him back into another mini slump like he went into earlier in the season when Derek wasn't really scoring like we were hoping or expecting. And, you know, Jakob, his primary role is to play defense and rebound. So I'm not too worried about that. I think this night he'll put past him and grow tomorrow night and hopefully have a bounce back performance against the Clips. All right. And so we'll talk about the Clippers tomorrow as we just roll into that. One of the things interesting is as of this month, Paul George, their best player, obviously Kawhi Leonard's out for the majority of the season. So Paul George is their other dude, and he's going to be out again tomorrow night. Allegedly, I mean, every game they've been talking about, this might be the one he comes back. I know because I got him on a couple fantasy squads. But Paul George, at this moment, Paul George, Marcus Morris Sr., Isaiah Hartenstein, and Serge Ibaka are all out for the Clippers tomorrow night. But like we said, they're...
Yes, like tonight, yep. 6 players out, their best player out too. Yep. We couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, they're still NBA players, and they're still some of the most talented athletes on, on the face of the earth playing basketball. So... we'll see how that goes with the Clippers tomorrow night. Going to be a challenge for them, a back-to-back night. But, that's how young teams grow. I mean, It's you go off of a big win at Utah, and then you come back and have a loss against a, considerably lesser opponent. But that's the way the ball bounces. any other players you want to make mention of or – things about the game tonight, Drewster?
Yes, I would like to mention Devin Vassell. Getting off to a very slow start, but kind of bringing it back towards the end. So he did all right. And Jock Landale hitting a 3 and scoring 7 points. I also like Keita Bates, Diop, 3 for 3 from the field goal in just 11 minutes, getting 7 points.
Yeah, I agree with you on Landale. I like he came in there, 7 points in 11 minutes, hit a 3, 4 for 4 from the line. You've seen those minutes creep up a little bit for him, and I just think Jock's got some upside that we're going to be seeing a lot here in the next few months, I think. Devin Vassell, I'm not too worried about.
Yeah.
I thought he was a starter tonight. Obviously, we were missing Dougie McBuckets tonight. McDermott
with
was
a
out
tooth.
With a toothache, which is a you can't really put yourself into that guy's shoes. But I mean, he's a hard worker and he's a consummate professional. So gotta say that was probably some kind of major issue that wouldn't let him perform tonight. But we'll see if he's back tomorrow night. But Devin Vassell getting the start, I think that's something that, as a young buck that Devin is, I think we can look forward in the future. I mean, still 21 years old, but I think Devin Vassell has a long, great NBA career ahead of him, and he's going to be one of the building blocks that the Spurs are centered on in the next few years. Real likable guy too. He's you know, like a lot of guys on our roster. That's one of my favorite things about the Spurs this year's team is, you know, although the wins and losses aren't matching up, there's a lot of guys that you can really get behind. You know, so that's Devin fits that category. Any other observations from the night, Drew?
Really just we had to stop the 3-point better. But other than that, I think we're good.
Okay, well, and another thing that happened tonight, just that we just kind of keep an eye on the radar, but guess he didn't get in tonight.
Thaddeus Young.
Yeah, Thaddeus Young. So we'll see if that trend continues tomorrow night. But he's an interesting guy. I mean, a pro's pro, you know, seasoned veteran, been rumored in some trades. But we'll just kind of keep our eye on Thad Young. Another segment that we're going to do tonight is this date in Spurs history. Weirdly enough, I like to just find this date and kind of look back in the past, and it gives a glimpse of your San Antonio Spurs. And this one, December 19th, 2002, I'm going to take you back, because guess who they played?
The Sacramento Kings. That's right.
Yeah, they played the Kings. At that point in that season, the Spurs were 16-10, 16 wins, 10 losses, and the Kings were 21-7. But the Spurs went into Sacramento and came out with an 83-81 victory. Tim Duncan had 23-14 and two block shots. Dave Robinson, these are obviously our all-time great players, had 8 points, 11 rebounds, and four block shots. And Chris Webber was another guy. I don't know if Drew's familiar with him, but some of us old dogs that knew him from his Michigan days, and he was even a broadcaster. And Chris Webber led the Kings. Yeah, still is a broadcaster. Yeah, led the Kings, 23 points, 12 rebounds. But another interesting stat that I found out for the Kings that night in 2002, Doug Christie was 1 of 8 shooting. Well, guess who their interim coach was tonight?
Doug Christie.
He was 1 of 8 shooting that night with 2 points, and he was a starter. But he led the Kings tonight. Alvin Gentry, who was their this is crazy because that's really the interim for the interim coach. You know, earlier in the season for the Kings, Luke Walton got fired, and then Alvin Gentry took over as the interim coach. Well, because he was one of the – he was the coach, but, you know, the players were out with COVID. Alvin Gentry was out. So Doug Gentry stepped up as the interim, which is – I don't know how many times in the NBA this early in the season you've had your third different coach on the bench for a team, but that was an interesting fact in Spurs history, kicking it over to the Kings. So that's a wrap for the King Spurs tonight. Tomorrow night, what is it, a 9:30 tip-off, Drew?
Yes, it will be a 10:30 Eastern tip-off.
So 9:30 Central Time in Los Angeles against the Clippers, and hopefully these young Spurs, sitting at 11-18 now, will bounce back against the Clips. Do you have a record on the Clippers, Drew?
I have a record. They are 16-14.
16-14, so slightly above 500. And best of luck to our San Antonio Spurs tomorrow night. Tough one tonight, but you know, got to get back on the horse and ride again.
Who do you got in that game?
That's a good question. That's kind of how we wrapped up last episode. I'm going to say, you know, Popovich pulled the starters after this one. I think tomorrow night, unfortunately, I'm not picking the Spurs. I had them high, riding high after that Utah Jazz. I think they're going to battle the Clippers. I hope I'm wrong on this pick. I just try to be fair on all my assessments, but I would say tomorrow night, I'd say the Clippers are going to win by 6. That's my prediction, but I hope I'm wrong. What is yours?
Well, the Clippers battling injuries. So I'm going to pick the Clippers, but it's going to go to overtime. They're going to get a dub by 3 points.
Okay. All right. Nice take, Drewster. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on our Spur of the Moment podcast. Drewster?
Yes, thank you for joining us for our second episode. We plan to be here in 2 days on December 21st.
December 21st, we'll be back. Thank you for that. Y'all have a great evening.